Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
All right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Today, we're going to talk about dumpster diving. The way I figure, as a prepper, we like to think of, there's all these movies, the Road, and all these ones where they're kind of scavenging through the apocalypse, right? You always see the people with like the shopping carts and the cans and the different things. You know, containers are a big thing when you're living out in the woods, and plastic isn't maybe as forever as people once thought it was. It just doesn't. Supplies and resources, if you have nothing available to you, no new stores, you can't go to Dollar General and pick up, the water containers or the different things. So all this stuff, it becomes things you need to get on your own. But the more I dug down into dumpster diving, and I've actually met some people along the way throughout life, and there are people who make whole livings with dumpster diving. And I don't know, Kevin, you have some insight? Yeah, you're a dumpster diver? Is that what you're saying?
I've never actually been dumpster diving. But I was doing a lot of research on it the past week or so. And I think I might have to start picking up this hobby.
All right. I did have a friend. Yeah, I had a friend at a previous job. And actually, he didn't work. He pretty much was a full-time dumpster diver. I think the deal was he was probably like 70% dumpster diver, 30% odd jobs. And, actually was a reasonable craftsman of sorts with carpentry. Did some nice finished cabinet work, that kind of stuff. But pretty much he loved dumpster diving. And what he would do, he lived in an apartment complex. So, at like the beginning and the end of the month, people moving in and out, they're always throwing out tons of stuff. And there's all kinds of, junk and debris and everything else piled up. And he'd go through and pick through and find gold, But his other thing, where we were near a big IBM complex. And he used to hit their dumpsters. I don't think their security guys liked it so much, but he would hit their dumpsters all the time. And they would rip out, lighting and conduit. He'd pull out, 30 fluorescent lights or, different things. He was pulling out stuff all the time. And that and construction sites. Dumpsters at construction sites, they're throwing out all kinds of, materials. Now, again, actually, I know with the construction sites, he'd kind of hit him up and be like, hey, I know you're paying to get rid of this. Let me pick through some and see what I can take off your hands, you know, and then go find somebody. Right. Then he would turn around and go to like Facebook yard sale and Craigslist and, you know, dump it out. Now, one of the things with that is you start to build up a network. You know, once you meet people, hey, this guy always buys construction stuff from me. This guy was whatever. And then you maybe give that guy a text. Hey, look at what I just found. Would you be interested? But there was stuff he was pulling out, like circuit boards and different things that he was selling for freaking $1,000. And, you know, even more, you know, because it would be big quality stuff, but they decide to go another way or whatever. I know the company that I work at throws out tons of circuit boards and things like that that have extreme value. And I'm like, you guys are idiots. What are you doing here? You know, you can sell that on eBay for like $4,000. You know, it's not, it doesn't. And the thing is, you could sell it back to my company for $4,000. And I just wonder, you know, what goes through people's heads with they're like, well, I don't need it now. And if we store it, we'll just won't know where it is and whatever. And it's just insanity.
Yeah, the amount of,
there's a lot of gold out there is my point.
Yeah, the amount of shit that I've seen people pulling out of dumpsters and the types of stuff. Like you said, going on Craigslist and going on, you know, you can resell a lot of this shit. I saw this lady that was hitting up Bath and Body Works, and they were just throwing out boxes and boxes of candles. You know, they sold for $30 in the store.
She was, whatever anymore.
Yeah,
right.
She was selling for $5 a piece. You know, get 120 of them. That's a good chunk of money. So
you're saying the dumpster behind the mall is where you want to be?
Well, there's a whole bunch of great places to go. So the rules on dumpster diving is it's legal. It's legal in all 50 states. The Supreme Court ruled on it in a case called State of California versus Greenwood. Trash is open, you know, free source. Now, there are some, like, laws, like in municipalities, towns, villages, and stuff like that. There are rules about trespassing and things like that. But there's no rule. If there's no sign that says no trespassing and there's no lock on there, it's not against the law. You can take it. Sometimes the cops will come and tell you to put it back. Just be polite. Put the shit back. Listen,
your trash, my treasure.
Yeah, it's not. It's not against the law unless somebody tells you to not do it.
I do have a friend from the Navy who told me, and again, this may be like an urban legend, you know, that he repeated as a factual story. I don't really know, but he said that his dad was going down the road and saw all this lumber and some pallets and some boards and all this, you know, laying on the side of the road. And he stopped over and started to, you know, pick it up and was loading it in the back of his pickup. He's like, oh, this shit's gold.
Yeah.
And a cop comes up to yell at him, you know, pulls up behind him. Hey, what the hell are you doing? Whatever. And he's about to explain, you know, hey, I'm whatever. And the cop goes, you can't dump your shit here. I'm not going to let you leave until you load every bit of this into the back of your truck. And he's like, oh, okay. Yep.
Yes,
so,
officer.
You know, that might be your angle, you know? Yeah. Now, again, you don't want to be fined for littering or whatever, but, you know, you don't want it to backfire on you.
Right.
But well, that was, you know, yesteryear.
So when it comes to dumpsters, yeah, that's not, you don't want to make a fucking mess out of it. You know what I mean? Don't be an asshole about it, because then they will call the cops, and then it's just shit you don't want to have to deal with. So be quick, be quiet, and you'll be all right. So you were mentioning construction sites earlier. You know, scrap metal is you know, worth a lot of money these days. When it comes to wire, that's one of the ones that's worth a lot, but it's not worth so much when it's got the plastic on it, when it's got the insulation on it. So what you want to do is,
and also
you can take it and like put it in a black bucket out in the sun, and it'll soften up that plastic. And you can get for like $10 wire strippers that'll, you know, for ripping the entire stuff off, you know, it'll slice it up, you know, and that copper under there is worth a lot of money. When I lived in St. Louis, people used to break into construction sites and they would steal the extension cords and take them out a lot and just dump some gas on it and burn it off. But honestly, you probably spend more on gas than you are making of that. They'd go break into houses and rip the copper out of copper piping out of walls and shit.
But I've seen people steal in the whole AC units, like central air unit, which it really is ridiculous. I mean, because you're talking about a $3,000-$4,000 central air unit, and they're going to strip it all down and get like $40 in copper and be like, yeah.
Yeah, I had a friend that got a brand new generator. He worked at one of those at the scrapyard, and he outbid it with the other guy that worked there for $40. And it was probably some crackhead that brought it down there, just stole it somewhere and trying to make scrap metal out of it. But
I just got hit up yesterday at the gas station for a guy who was like, oh, well, I got these torque wrenches and I just need gas money for the next 2 days. Can you take them off my hand? And I'm like, dude, I can't help you.
You're buying stolen shit, you know?
Right. That's move along.
Yeah. So electronic stores, big box stores, they throw a lot of shit out that, you know, like a box of, like plateware, glasses, things like that. One will be broken in the box and the rest will all be fine. You know, there's a lot of good scores you can get out there. Bakeries and stuff, they'll throw all their, you know, day old bread in. They'll usually just throw it, you know, all bag it up in one bag and throw it in there. You know,
Kevin, are you feeding your family with stuff that you find in the garbage?
I'm gonna start now. So here's the gear.
You know, I didn't know times were that hard. Is there something, you know, should I set up some kind of GoFundMe or something for your family?
No, I'm excited about this. So here's the gear you want. You load up and get ready to go out dumpster diving. You're going to want some sturdy boots, gloves, because you don't want to get garbage juice on you. That's, you know, that's number one priority. No. That's like skunk
spray. And the dirty,
you're never the getting
dirty hypodermics
off.
And the...
Yeah, you don't want to get stuck with dumpster. Something in there. Yeah, so safety is a number one concern. Boots and gloves. You're going to want to bring something to bring it with you. You know, some bags, some containers, you know, if stuff's loose in there. A headlamp so you can see what you're doing. You might want a small stepladder to get up. Some of those dumpsters are not so easy to access if you want to climb up in there, you know?
I like that.
A picker claw. I didn't even think about this. Now, I had to look that up because I wasn't sure what that's actually called. It's a reach extender.
Is that just the old man gripper where they drive around on the cart? And...
Yep, that thing.
Okay. Pinch little kids.
Yep. And then you're going to want to bring like hand sanitizer, something to clean yourself off when you're done.
Yeah, I don't do that. Just free for all, man. Now, are people like less likely to dumpster dive now that we live in a COVID world? Is that like, oh, germs?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I everyone's acting like, I know you guys expect me to act very cosmopolitan out in public and very, very
Kevin,
reasonable.
You are very cosmopolitan.
But it's, that time's over, dude. This is the fucking end times. This is fucking, if you're waiting for Mad Max, this is it, dude. You know what I mean? We have fucking riots all the time. There's a worldwide pandemic. Shit's going down. I already started.
It's getting real.
Out. Yeah, I wear like assless chaps and like doll heads on poles sticking up from my back. You know, like the real Mad Max shit, man. It's on.
Some 4-inch spikes
over,
on
dude.
Your shoulder.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You know how it goes. War paint and shit. It's over, man. When I go to the grocery store, I just ram people's carts out of the way and shit. I give zero fucks anymore. It's over. Wow. The world you used to know is gone.
Things are getting real.
Yeah, things are getting real, and it's time to act like men now. You know what I mean? You got to push and shove, and you got to do what you got to do to get through life now. So when it comes down to the apocalypse here, this is it, man. Surviving, getting the food, getting the shit out of there, making a little bit of money, trying to make it happen. So
All right.
Dumpster diving is the way to go. And it's free shit. Now, listen, a lot of people talk about privacy and things like that. Just to go on a side rant here. Just remember, okay, when you take your trash out to the side of the road, that's free game. You know what I mean? If you want to know about somebody, just pick a bag out of their trash and take it to a lot and cut it open and see what's in there. You'll know what kind of medications they're on, how often they have sex, you know, like their bank statements say, if they owe credit card debt, you know, you'll be able to find out anything you want about somebody by going through their trash. Just think about that when you put your trash out on the side of the road. If you keep your trash up next to your house until like Thursday morning or whenever it is they come, you know, bring it out right before the garbage guys come, because that shit is free reign.
All right. Well, I've always had a closeness to the garbage man. You know, I like, we have a connection.
Yeah. But. Yeah. My niece is a big fan of the garbage man. Every time he comes, she's looking out the window. Kids always love the garbage man.
You always see. I mean, how many times do you see the picture on Facebook or whatever, the little kid out there, you know, hanging out with the garbage man? Isn't there a video and the guy, like, some garbage man brings the kid who's always waiting for him a model garbage truck or something? And yeah, I've seen these things on Facebook. I feel like it's a real thing. I know when I was a kid, I used to hang out and wait for him every freaking, you know, whatever garbage day was. I'd be out there at 5 in the morning. And it's a different world now. Now I feel like the garbage man comes like 10, 11, whatever. When I was a kid, the garbage man would be out there 5, 6. He had to hustle to make his money.
That's right. His day was over by 10, 11.
Right at 5, right. Because nobody wants to see the garbage man, you know, common folk. That's just, I don't want that.
Yeah, the truth is, the garbage man probably makes more money than both of us combined.
It's living large.
Yeah, and all the food you can eat.
All you can eat. And talk about finding the deals. I mean, this guy dumpster diving, forget about it. People are paying him to come dumpster dive at their property.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember Eric Rudolph? He was the...
I don't recall.
He's the Olympic bomber in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
He was a bomber, basically. He blew up, set off a bomb outside of a gay nightclub. He blew up abortion clinics. And the cops chased him down out into the woods, and he disappeared. And he was gone out there for 5 years, just living off the land. Not living off the land, you know. Technically, like in a way we think about it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He was going into people's gardens in the middle of the night and digging up their vegetables and shit.
Yeah.
But they finally caught him after 5 years because he was behind a grocery store going through their dumpster. And he made a run for it at first and got halfway up the chain link fence to get out of there. And then he's like, ah, fuck it. And climbed back down and turned himself in. Ned, I didn't know about this, but when I was looking into it, did you know his brother cut his hand off on purpose to send a message to the FBI?
That would get him straight. I mean, the FBI would definitely take pause.
No, like I don't get that at all. Like, yeah, I'm serious about this. Soon I won't have any hands. Then what will you do? Like, what was the message he was trying to send?
It's not,
and
they'd
reattach the hand successfully. Apparently,
really. After you send it away, I feel like there's a timeline there that, or maybe he just cut it off.
He didn't send it. He just cut it off. Okay. I don't know how he was sending the message. It was just being.
I thought they got it like a week later, and we're like, hey, we could probably put that back on.
Yeah, no, Daniel Rudolph. That was his brother. That I don't know. So.
That's so like dumpster Van diving, Gogh, professing his love with his ear.
Yeah, same guess, same thing, I guess. So you can survive even by being a homeless person that dumpster dives.
All right.
When I was living in Virginia.
And I feel like you're just wasting your time with bottles and whatever, your nickels adding up. That's not getting you there, like. like straight, you know, hardcore product that, you know, remember, one man's trash is another man's treasure, right? That's what they
say. That's right. And yeah, I knew people that used to go canning. It was usually like drunks, you know? They would just go dumpster to dumpster looking for old cans to turn in. But the truth is, you can spend all day riding around on a bicycle with a basket and make $4, you know? You can almost buy a Colt 44.
Ooh.
Ever drink one of those old Englishes?
Oh,
oof, terrible! But you can get it for like $2.50.
I don't think the value, you know, I don't think canning has caught up with inflation. So now the value meal's like $10, and you're still getting a nickel for that can, and you're like, it's a lot of cans. I got to do a lot of hustling to get that value meal.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, McDonald's isn't what it used to be.
It's not. It's not.
That Wendy's commercial wasn't wrong when they're like, yeah, the fries are soggy. Yeah, no, they were right. It's definitely not where it used to be. I'm surprised they're hanging in there. Probably get some hate mail. They'll probably sue me for slander or something.
Come on, man. McDonald's has just been going downhill for a while now.
Yeah, they should just apologize to themselves because, you know, it's, yeah.
Yeah, no. They don't have bad coffee. They don't have bad coffee, but whatever. Yeah, so canning, don't bother with that shit. But scrap metal, you can make some money off of that. When I was working a construction job, I think it was in Wisconsin. Okay. Way out in the middle of nowhere. And this guy pulled up in a van outside. We were remodeling a store. And he came in and asked us if he could take all the metal shelves out of the dumpster. And like you said, yeah, that just saves money on dumpsters. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you're paying to have those things hauled away and you can get somebody to take half the shit out of there, you know, you're going to save some money on that. And so you can, this guy, what he said, he would, you know, every year he'd buy a new like shitty van and just go around to construction sites, ask permission. They always said yes. And he'd just load up everything. He said he once made $20,000 clearing out aluminum bleachers that they were getting rid of. Like,
I believe that.
That's some fucking money, you know?
The real dream, I mean, once you start building up your dumpster diving empire, right? I mean, I know guys, right? So you can be, like you always see, you know, I feel like every town has that broke-ass pickup that drives around with, like, no suspension left. And you always see it overloaded and maybe has a sign on the door, we'll haul away your scrap. You know, that guy's hustling and he's driving that. So as you build up to a, maybe you get the trailer behind that, that scrappy truck. Once you build up to a certain level, I feel like, then you start hitting up the companies. Hey, you know, you need to take that, all that stuff cleared out and whatever. Maybe I come in and you pay me $1,000 to clean out that room, make it all nice and empty. I'll get rid of that shit for you. And then you go sell that shit for like $20,000.
Yeah.
I feel like now that's a real thing.
The trick is to making money is having a good way to turn it over. You know, you can do yard sales every day, that, you know, if you want, but yeah.
Yep.
But, you know, like you said, Facebook has a yard sale page. Craigslist
and building
has
up a network
for sale.
Right. And building
and
up a network.
Right. Building
of
up
people.
A network. Mm-hmm.
That's going to
be
key.
You can find a lot of places that really would like clothes, you know, like battered women's shelters and stuff to donate to. You know, so it doesn't all have to be just making money. It can also be helping out other people. But
I kind of feel like I'm about the money. Like, you know, I'm one of those, if the price is right, the flight's tonight, you know.
There's nothing wrong with that. Now, I looked up a bunch of people getting busted by cops dumpster diving, right?
Okay.
And generally how it goes is the cops come and they say somebody called and complained about it. I don't give a shit. Take what you got and go. You know, just don't leave a fucking mess behind.
Yeah, and that's it. You don't have to fight with everybody you meet. I mean, that's like a thing. Like, you don't have to be like, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. You know, it doesn't have to go down like that. You could be like, oh, all right, man, cool. See you next time. And then
roll. Remember, if there's no sign that says no trespassing, it's not trespassing unless they tell you to leave. So
now what if I have
you're
a
free
fence?
To go. No, you can't cross the fences. There's a different there's a difference there. If you got a fence, if you got a padlock, nah. No, right. No good. No luck on that.
So going through the locked door, that's a no-go?
That's just stealing. Yeah, no, that's just breaking
it in. Okay, that's stealing. That's different. All right. Mm-hmm. So just we wanted to make that clear. I was actually watching this video, and I kind of almost feel like it might be staged. Like, I feel like the videos on YouTube that, you know, have like the million hits might be a little – and I could be wrong. I have no information to the contrary. But let me just kind of throw some of this out there. So there's a guy, Diesel Whistler, or Whistler Diesel, maybe.
That's a YouTube guy?
A YouTube channel guy, huge following, right? And guy's like crushing it. I mean, I asked around at work and everyone's like, oh yeah, I watched that guy, whatever. So, all right. So big following. So he's got this video about how I got my 20 things that were stolen back or whatever. So he had cameras, trail cams, right? You know, and a lot of people in the country have trail cams on their property to catch people coming to steal their shit, right? Because, you know, you have a big property, you're out, you know, who knows when, you know, somebody's around. So trail cam, guy comes out, like spray paints over his cameras, and he was seemed more worried about his money for his cameras getting, you know, messed up.
Yeah, fuck that.
And
what an asshole.
Right? And then goes in, steals a bunch of bows. But it was weird because the guy had like pictures, like evidence pictures of all his stuff, like his bows and four wheeler and all this stuff. Cause he's like to the cops, he's like, yeah, this. And you know, like it was just like, I don't have pictures. I don't have a picture of my bow that I could be like, hey, look, this, you know, this is what
I don't know, though. Maybe it's not a bad idea to take pictures of your expensive shit.
Right. So anyway, so the guy comes in, steals all his shit. So finally he sees the camera, and I guess they're kind of real time, which a lot of trail cameras will, you know, send an alert to your phone. Hey, this is going on right now. And he caught the guy and like followed the truck up the road. And sees where he goes and sees him loading the shit in his stuff. And I'm just like, you know, don't be a dirtbag is, I guess, where I'm going with this. Don't take people's shit. That's fucked up. Somebody put something in the trash, fair game, I'm all with you. But stuff people work hard for. And, you know, don't be a dirtbag. That's all I got on that. The other thing, the guy ended up was like, yeah, I'm going to catch people. And he bought a bunch of those Apple AirPods. Is that what they're called? Uh-huh. The little like trackers? Okay.
Yeah. Or,
yeah, whatever the Apple coin things that you put on there and track. Well, it turns out you need another iPhone or Apple device around to kind of ping it. Mm-hmm. But eventually, if somebody takes your four-wheeler somewhere or their buddy's going to come over with an iPhone or whatever and whatever, it's going to show up and whatever. So they were putting these trackers in all the stuff to catch the bad guy. Well, so then I go and I look into those and I'm like, oh, that's kind of neat. Maybe I should, you know, put that in some of my farm equipment, whatever. And I do the research, and on Apple's website, this shit, it says, don't worry about your boyfriend or whatever trying to stalk you, because it's going to alert you if somebody else has one of these trackers near you. And I'm like, well, then how does that help me? Because if you steal my four-wheeler and your phone says, hey, somebody's got a tracker that's following you, and you're just going to either, one, ditch the four-wheeler in the bottom of a pond, or two, you're going to freaking find the tracker. Right. And then throw it in the woods. And I'm like, that kind of sucks. So it kind of seemed like a stupid, like, even if, all right, well, I'm doing it to protect little Johnny, and I'm putting it in his backpack so little Johnny doesn't get kidnapped. Well, Johnny gets kidnapped, and the kidnapper's iPhone is like, hey, you know, there's a tracker here. That's just stupid. So maybe I'm wrong. You want to post something in the badass group or whatever and explain to me how I'm stupid on this. But from the surface, my surface query that I did, it looked like it was just a dumbass idea, and it wasn't going to help me. So I'm just putting that out there. I'm sure there's trackers out there. Maybe you can recommend one, but apparently the Apple AirPods or whatever, not so good in my mind.
Yeah. So, well, I think we're going to have to do an episode on like tapping, bugging, and Alexa. We'll have to do some research on this. You know, we're going to have to do one,
get to
one
the bottom
here in the
of
future.
It.
Yeah. Get down and figure out what the details are. Now, one thing I want to talk about before we wrap things up is the shit going on in the Ukraine. So that shit's kind of fucking wild, right?
It is.
Looks like some sort of massive authoritarian government is trying
reunion.
They're trying to overthrow a democratic republic and invade them over made up reasons.
Yeah, we're down for that, though, as a country. Like, I feel like, you know, we've had our wars where we're like, let's stop North Korea from, you know, getting crazy, or Korea from getting crazy. And let's stop the Vietnamese from getting crazy. You notice how the bad guys are always in the north? Have you seen a pattern here? Because I feel like...
Yeah, I mean, that's why I don't trust...
The bad guys are always in the northern half. Yep, that's smart. But... Yeah, I feel like they're trying to get the USSR back together. Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe they picked the right president. Maybe they're like, America looks a little weak. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah. And I heard a couple of people like supporting Russia, which I don't really get, you know? That seems strange to like
be on
their side, be pro-Russia, like
Kevin,
invading.
They're people too. There
do you remember? Do you remember how World War II started? It was all Hitler saying like, "Oh, they're mistreating the Germans in that country. We have to stop that." They use that
look
as
out
an excuse to invade. It's like Russia's doing the exact same thing. You know,
dude.
And I know it does work out. It is like a go-to. You know, if you want to invade a country for no reason, you just kind of make some shit up and keep saying it over and over again. But there really is no reason. It does seem that Russia's been shitting on Ukraine for like 200 years now, though. You know, they've got like a real feud with Ukraine for no apparent reason. Now, the thing is, Ukraine is very, it's very fertile land there. So crops grow really well. It's got a lot of like valuable mineral deposits. You know, it could be a very successful country, but Russia seems to have a thing where they really want to fuck them over. So, you know, they've been doing it for a long time, whatever. That's just their thing. But, you know, I heard Tucker Carlson like kind of going the other way with, you know, like being on Russia's side, which was kind of weird
to
me.
That sounds right. I got to say, like Tucker Carlson, he'll say things that are, I think I'm like, wow, man, that's spot on. You go. That's great. And then the next day I'm like, are you crazy? Like, are you out of your mind? You're like,
yeah, he's a smart guy and he says a lot of weird, dumb shit though.
Yeah, it's weird. So he's kind of, you know, but that's a lot of people, you know, it's like, nobody's like, oh, you know, Trump, he's brilliant. I'll tell you what. And then you're like, he did say some shit there. You know, he is down for some red flag laws and coming and seizing all my guns and we should just take them all away and then decide later if they were guilty or not. Oh, yeah, I can get behind Trump. Yeah, that sounds like something I'd want. I'm like,
that's not
that
something I'm
kind of mad shit crazy, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
But then he'll be like, hey, you know, if we tried to stop people at the border, we'd have less problems. Oh, well, okay. You know, that kind of sounds reasonable. You know, it balances, you know?
Right.
It's like Biden. He probably said something smart once. I mean, I don't know,
can't give you any examples though. Yeah.
Right. I mean, nothing comes to mind, but you know, but I can go the other way.
That
was batshit crazy, you know?
Yeah. You remember, Tucker Carlson last week was talking about, the sexy green M&M. He had some sort of issue with that.
I don't watch Tucker Carlson, so
he was the
really
one.
Know.
He was the one that was freaking out about Mr. Potato Head. But I'm worried. I'm worried because I mean, what's next? Like him and Matt Gaetz are caught fucking Sour Patch Kids together.
Oh,
wait till
Kevin,
he hears about
please.
The dick vein on the Snickers bar. Jesus.
You're just so in my head with ugliness that I don't even know that I need in the morning. This could be somebody's commute to work, and they're like, "Ooh, Kevin, man, you just soured my whole day." Just soured. That's all I can report on that one. America. But yeah, no, I think we need to have a YouTube channel. We do have a YouTube channel you guys might want to check out if you search Prepping Badass on YouTube. But I think we might need to start stepping up some videos. Maybe Kevin needs to share his vast knowledge. I just feel like as soon as we start and anything you guys would want to hear, I feel like we're getting banned a day later. You know, it just.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. I mean, like I have things to say.
Podcasts are
one thing. You know?
Yeah.
Podcasts are one thing. But like 30 second bits that come to mind that I feel like need to be on YouTube. I see myself, one, like building up a hate audience real fast. And I don't see it ending well, but I think it might be something we need to try. I think it might be something let's see what happens, you know?
All right, maybe we could do that. Kudos. I mean, I'm pretty. I'm a good-looking man. People like
to
see my
face.
You're
a handsome man. So, and I got a haircut. So, I mean, ooh, I got that going for me. So,
shit's
I mean,
getting
I'm
real
wearing
now.
A hat, but I mean, I did did
you
get
did
a haircut.
Get your haircut though? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not going to show you or anything. I'm just saying, I did get a haircut, so it's you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so but last thing, have you ever to kind of wrap up the dumpster diving? Have you ever found something on the side of the road? Have you ever? Like had any real success with that kind of thing in your life? I know you said you haven't really dumpster dived, but you have planned to in the future. But if you ever driven by and found that perfect furniture or.
Yeah, I've picked up a lot of pallets, you know, pallets are a thing that I'll always stop for if they're in good shape and good condition. Yeah. I've got stacks and stacks of pallets now, and I use them for all sorts of stuff. They're great for bonfires too. You know,
That's the big thing where I am. I always see like Craigslist is full of guys who have the water totes, you know, the giant totes. And I guess like you can get them from a lot of the juice places and stuff have them here where they'll get big syrups and things delivered like that. And then they actually pay to get it taken away, even believe it or not. I'll see people with the 55-gallon drums. I'll see people with both metal and plastic. They have small crates that stuff come in to the grocery stores. Those they sell to the farmers like crazy. And you see these guys who just have like an acre of junk that it's like, hey, come and these are $5 each. These are $30 each. And it's stuff they're picking up for free. And the same thing, pallets, just like you said. And I mean, I know with my employer, I can walk out with 60 pallets every single day and they're grateful if I did that. You know, if I'm like, hey, I'm loading up the truck, you know, and you have the truck freaking 15 feet high with pallets in the back, they're down for that. They're like, yeah, let's do that. See you again tomorrow.
Yeah, I just got done building a duck hutch completely out of pallet. I used I bought some 2x4s and some screws, but everything else, man, was just, you know, pallets. They're useful things to have available. Also, I did pick up a couch one time and brought it to my house and it was fucking full of fleas. Immediately I had to fucking get rid of it, dude. I had to like fumigate the whole house.
Mice, all that stuff. Yeah,
you don't want any real like furniture.
Cushy furniture. Yeah, I mean, if it's like solid wood, no problem. But yeah, you buy anything with cushions or whatever, you're just dancing with the devil there. You know, that's going to end bad.
There's some real dangerous. So, it's usually from a cat lady's house, and that shit is just infested.
So if you guys wanted some cool gear, see how I like totally changed the subject there totally. You can go to preppingbadass.com, and you might want some of that. Don't give them a fucking inch. Yeah. You know, we got
some of that gear.
We got the good stuff. You want to show people that you're serious, you're not taking any bullshit, that if they come steal shit out of your yard, that you're going to hunt them down and fucking poke out both their eyes and, you know where I was going with that. But anyway.
Yeah. I think we might have to add some assless chaps to the to the store there.
Yeah, to the store.
The Real Apocalypse
with the badass
shit.
Logo. All right, that sounds right. All right, and you have concerns. You have good tracking things that I need to look into. Whatever ideas we do have an episode coming up on phone tapping and Alexa and Siri and the whole government in your business. So if you have any ideas, thoughts, concerns, shoot us an email at preppingbadass@gmail.com. Otherwise, I would say stay safe, and we will talk to you guys next week.
The Survival and Basic Badass Podcast is a proud member of the Self-Defense Radio Network.
Places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Oh, that's awesome!
Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts. Every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
I'm Will Cooper, and you're listening to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast on the Waypoint Podcast Network. Stick around as I bring you more stories and interviews from veteran hunters and industry professionals who inspire us all to be better equipped in the woods and in life.